If you're tired of running from the law, here's news. The law is tired of chasing you. And if your crime isn't violent, there's another way. Head to the Bible Way Church in the heart of Washington, D.C., and turn yourself in. More than 200 fugitives in the nation's capital have done that this week, part of a new national initiative called Fugitive Safe Surrender. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
When Willie Jones walked into the Bible Way Church this week, the federal marshals were there to greet him and steer him through the metal detector. Jones has been hiding from the law for a year. He failed to show up on a charge of distributing heroin. He's been living underground since then. His word for it is uncomfortable.
Because I like to work, I like to be able to drive, I like to get out, and it's very uncomfortable when you know you got an outstanding warrant.
Richelle Provo is Jones's girlfriend. She urged him to turn himself in. She's been there.
I remember when I was on the run, and it was hard to make decisions because if you want to get a job, you couldn't do it because Social Security is not going to lie. Looking over your shoulder is not comfortable. Every time you hear a siren, it's not comfortable, especially when you want to make a change of your life.
Jones says he's been clean for a while, and he looks it. He's been working under the table and moving around to avoid the law. He's 47, and he wants to stop running and live in the open. His parents are getting old. He wants to be there to help his sister take care of them. Jones heads downstairs, where there are dozens of volunteers from Bible Way, an African-American Pentecostal church, to greet him and the other fugitives from justice. The church volunteers and the law officers behind them are all dressed in the same soft T-shirts. The logo, a dove heading towards the bright rays of light emanating from an open door. Bernard Graham is with the U.S. Marshals Service.
They're not really coming in because of law enforcement. They're coming in spite of law enforcement, because of the church.
When you put a law enforcement event in the basement of a church, there is the feel of a church bazaar. In this corner, you can get a free lawyer. Over there, peanut butter crackers and bottled water. This way, for free HIV testing or advice on drug and alcohol treatment. Rufus King is chief judge of the D.C. Superior Court. He says the surrender program is an effective way to clear an old backlog and help get some people who are hiding back into open society.
This is not an amnesty program, so we don't drop the charges just because they come back. But the fact that they have voluntarily come in, that's going to be recognized.
Willie Jones gets his fugitive warrant dismissed, and he gets a new court date for his heroin charge. Some people who come in leave Bible Way free and clear of old traffic charges, minor drug charges, or probation violations. Tiana Davis is one of them. She has pink hair and a high voice. She's 22, a transgendered woman who failed to finish the court-ordered drug treatment she got on a charge of soliciting for prostitution. Judge King gently pushes her to stay clean. Then he dismisses her warrant. She's free to go. Outside, she thinks about whether she would have turned herself in had it been somewhere besides a church.
Honestly, no, because D.C. jail is, I've been there before once, and it's very terrible, and they would have had to catch me.
Now, nobody has to. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.